100 years ago, there were 1.5 billion people on Earth. Now, over 6 billion crowd our fragile planet. But even so, there are still places barely touched by humanity. This series will take you to the last wildernesses and show you the planet and its wildlife as you have never seen them before. Imagine our world without sun. Male emperor penguins are facing the nearest that exits our planet Earth, winter in Antarctica. It's continuously dark, and temperatures drop to minus 70 degrees centigrade. The penguins stay when all other creatures have fled because each guards a treasure, a simple egg, rested on the top of its feet and kept warm beneath the downy bulge of its stomach. There is no food and no water for them, and they will not see the sun again for 4 months. Surely no greater ordeal is faced by any animal. As the sun departs from the Antarctic, it lightens the skies in the far north. It's March, and light returns to the high Arctic, sweeping away 4 months of darkness. A polar bear stirs. She has been in her den the whole entire winter. Her emergence marks the beginning of spring. After months of confinement underground, she slides down the slope, perhaps to clean her fur, perhaps as sheer joy. Her cubs gaze out of their bright new world for the very first time. The female calls them, but this steep slope is not the easiest place to take your first steps. They are hungry and eager to reach their mother, who's delayed feeding them on this special day. Now she lures them with the promise of her milk, the only food the cubs have known since they were born deaf and blind beneath the snow some 2 months ago. Their mother has not eaten for 5 months, and she has lost half her body weight. Now she converts the last of her fat reserves into milk for her cubs. The sun brings warmth, but also a problem for the mother. It starts to melt the sea ice. This is where she hunts for the seal she needs to feed her cubs, and she must get there before the ice breaks up. For now, though, it's still minus 30 degrees, and the cubs must have the shelter of the den. It's 6 days since the bears emerged, and spring is advancing rapidly, but now even blizzards can strike without warning. Being so small, the cubs are easily chilled, and they will be more comfortable resting inside the den. But their mother must keep them out and active. She's becoming very weak from hunger, and there's no food on these nursery slopes. The sea ice still holds firm, but it won't last much longer. It is day 10, and the mother has led her cubs a mile from the den. It's now time to put them to the test. They've grown enormously in confidence, but they don't have their mother's urgency. At last, it seems they're ready for their journey, and they've only just in time begun. For a few miles from the coast, the ice is already splitting, and now the mother can start hunting for the seals they must have. But she's leading her cubs into a dangerous new world. Nearly half of all cubs die in their first year out on the ice. Summer brings 24 hours of sunlight and the thawing, shifting landscape. Further south, the winter snows have almost cleared from the Arctic tundra, northwestern Canada's wild frontier. Here, nature stages one of her greatest dramas. Every year, 3 million caribou migrate across the Arctic tundra. The immensity of this herd can only be properly appreciated from the air. Some herds travel over 2,000 miles in search of fresh pastures. This is the longest overland migration made by any animal on Earth. They're constantly on the move. Newborn calves have to be up and running the day they are born. But the vast herds do not travel alone. Wolves, packs of them, 8 to 10 strong, shadow the migration, and they are hungry. It's the newborn calves that they are after. Running directly at the herd is a ploy to generate panic. The herd breaks up, and now it's easier to target an individual. In the chaos, a calf is separated from its mother. The calf is young, but it can outrun the wolf only if it manages to keep its footing. At this stage, the odds are even. Either the caribou will make a mistake, or a mile up the path, the wolf will give up. Midsummer on the tundra, and the sun does not set. At these latitudes, the sun's rays are glancing, and not enough of their energy reaches the ground to enable trees to grow. You need to travel 500 miles south from here before that is possible. These stunted shrubs mark the tree line, the beginning of this forest. The needle-shaped leaves of the conifers are virtually inedible, so this forest supports very little wildlife. It's a silent place where the snow is unmarked by footprints. In the Arctic winter, snow forms a continuous blanket over the land, but as spring creeps up from the south, the forest is unveiled. This vast forest circling the globe contains a third of all the trees on planet Earth, and it produces so much oxygen that it changes the composition of the atmosphere. As we travel south, so the sun's influence grows stronger, and at 50 degrees of latitude, a radical transformation begins. Summers here are long enough for broadleaf trees to replace cone trees. Broadleaves are much easier to eat and to digest, so now animals can collect their share of the energy that has come from the sun. It's summer, and these forests are bustling with life, but the good times will not last. Broadleaves must be shed in winter for their damage by frost, and as they disappear, so the land becomes barren with little for any of the animals to eat. The inhabitants must migrate, hibernate, or face months of near starvation. The leopard, the rarest cat in the world. Here in the forests of eastern Russia, the winter makes hunting very difficult. Prey animals are scarce, and there's no concealing vegetation for them. This cub is a year old and still very much dependent on its mother. Deer are frequent casualties of this harsh winter, and these leopards are not above scavenging for a corpse. African leopards could never survive here, but the Russian cats have thick fur to shield them from the cold. There are only 40 of these leopards left in the entire world, and their number is falling. Like so many other creatures, these cats have been pushed to the very edge of extinction by hunting and their destruction of the habitat. This leopard symbolizes the fragility of our natural heritage. The future of this entire species hangs on survival of a tiny number of mothers like this one. All animals, rare or common, ultimately depend for their energy upon the sun. In Japan, the arrival of the cherry blossoms announce the beginning of spring. The sun's energy brings color to the landscape. The earth, as it makes its annual journey around the sun, spins on a tilted axis, and it's this tilt that creates the seasons. The advance of the seasons brings constant change as the sun's influences diminish in the north.